How did the president so often frustrate, disappoint, and even deceive his supporters on matters ranging from gays in the military, welfare reform, to his personal deportment, and end up leaving office as the most popular politician in the country? There are several answers. One in particular, though, might have been on display this week when Republicans organized a mock funeral fundraising dinner to satirize the end of Mr. Clinton's administration. The idea was to be mocking and humorous. Former Supreme Court nominee Robert Bork started the proceedings by saying that Mr. Clinton should have been hung upside down in a dungeon. I'm pausing here for laughter. Christopher Buckley, who writes some superbly funny pieces for The New Yorker, noted that President Clinton's official papers are being transported to Arkansas in 50 trailer trucks. I'm sure, said Mr. Buckley, that they'll find an appropriate trailer park to put them all in. Does Mr. Buckley realize that when he mocks the president's roots in Arkansas, he's not only trading in silly stereotypes about Southerners, he's ridiculing some of the Republican Party's most stalwart supporters? Representative Bob Barr of Georgia raised a glass to the president, saying, "May your disbarment succeed and your indictment proceed." Now, you might think that a man beaten so badly in an open political contest by President Clinton might be more humble. You might think that Republicans would be careful about throwing the stone of immoral behavior at President Clinton, now that it's known that several Republican leaders who helped steer the impeachment drive, including Speaker Newt Gingrich and almost Speaker Bob Livingston, had been carrying on their own extramarital affairs at the same time. Bob Terrell of the American Spectator chose to bypass any japes at President Clinton to instead toast the Reverend Jesse Jackson, saying, "The Reverend Jesse Jackson for what he has done to propagate the race." Now, it's not that the Reverend Jackson, who this week admitted fathering a child out of wedlock, is beyond criticism, and certainly not satire. When the Reverend Jackson lectures students across the country about resisting the temptations of drugs, crime, and profligate sexual relations, he is rather setting himself up to be lampooned. But you wonder, do Republicans expect one of their congressional leaders, J.C. Watts, a black man, to laugh at jokes about propagating the race? How did President Clinton survive so many of his own mistakes and transgressions? He had the advantage of being opposed by singularly unfunny enemies.